All life, indeed all things, came from the stars. Eons passed, alternating between silence and violence, until one day a creature was born to ask, why? Throughout meager human history, this has proved a most dangerous question, at some times more than others. The European Middle Ages proved one such time. Some say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but for a 14th century healer, even the good kind could land you in trouble, often fatally, and that was the rub. The mediocre status quo in which the men and women of early medicine became ensnared. Progressiveness with caution, tempered with traditionalism, was the only way to inch forward. To do otherwise was to risk being branded a heretic or a witch. Most cleaved to the belief that there was nothing new to medical science since Galen's charming four humours of black bile, yellow bile, blood and phlegm. It was safer. Consequently, there was often little solidarity and little progress. The church saw to that. One creature, born to ask such questions, stared up at the stars from which he was made. He often wondered why. In fact, on that occasion, he was wondering why he was lying in the freezing February mud, looking up at the stars. The heavenly spectators winked knowingly to one another, but offered no explanation, so the young man ignored them. Confused, he sat up, blearily refocusing his stare towards the door hanging broken from its hinges. Judging by his trajectory, he was surprised how little he hurt, although he suspected the morning might bring a degree of re-evaluation there, along with the more certain pain of a bill for damages. The frigid night air tasted of hearth smoke, made more bitter yet by the sounds of raucous laughter carried from inside the tavern. However, of more immediate concern was the chilly wetness creeping into his nether regions, despite the insulation provided by a skinful of ale. He groaned, his befuddled mind catching up to realise that if he wished to stop further numbness pervading downstairs, he should probably get to his feet. Standing stiffly, he swayed with the alcoholy wobbles before eventually tottering away home, down narrow streets and dark alleys, back to his workshop. Perhaps workshop was to overstate his situation. Contemptuously familiar and always greeted with a sigh, the rented hovel with its rickety door housed all his worldly goods. In the bleak starlight he read, Harry Bones, apothecary to the nobility. The block lettering daubed by his own hand in yellow ochre, faded now after 3 years. In the far northeast of England, nestling within the little town of Warm Stirrup, the single room fronting onto Scrubber Alley was both workshop and home for Harry. Known locally as Harry the Cough, he was famous for his Harry the Coughs inside and out when in doubt, the all-in-one cough syrup and ointment. It had not always been so. Harry ran away to Warm Stirrup precisely because he was unknown there. Scrubber Alley had been all he could get back then. Although far from the more affluent quarters, the back streets and alleyways around Harry's hovel were not completely without their attractions. For instance, there was nowhere better if you were a villain on the run, a mugger, or a lady of the night, or looking to hire such tradesmen and women. They led such exciting lives there too, soaring one day, diving the next. Banally straddling the breadline day after day, Harry often wondered whether he should retrain. Surely he deserved better. 3 years, he pondered aloud. Where had they gone? When asked why he stayed in Scrubber Alley, he would invariably respond, you get used to it. But it was no answer, not really, and he never did. The cramped alleyways of Warm Stirrup had simply been safer than what he left behind. That was back in 1396, but by the year of our Lord 1399, things were changing. Indeed, some might say becoming downright perilous. The Earl, Lord Henry of Warm Stirrup, who ran the entire region and owned most of it, had a hard choice to make. Support the king or his friend who would be king.